السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم اهدي قلبي وسدد لساني واسلل سخيمة قلبي، آمين يا رب العالمين. Today inshallah we begin with سورة الأعراف. Inshallah we'll do the translation first. Ayat 1-25. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم صاد. كتاب. This is a book. أنزل. It was sent down. إليك. To you. فلا يكن. So there should not be. في. In. صدرك. Your chest. حرج. Any difficulty. منه. Because of it. لتنذر. So that you may warn. به. With it. وذكرى. And a reminder. للمؤمنين. For the believers. اتبعوا, you all follow. ما, what? أنزل, was sent down. إليكم, to you all. من, from. ربكم, your رب. ولا تتبعوا, and you all do not follow. من دونه, instead of him. أولياء, any allies. قليلا ما, very little. تذكرون, you all take heed. وكم, and how many? من قرية, a town. أهلكناها, we destroyed it. فجاءها بأسنا, so our punishment came to it. بياتا, by night. أو, or, هم, while they. قائلون, were ones sleeping at noon. فما كان دعواهم, so their call was not. إذ, when, جاءهم بأسنا, our punishment came to them. إلا, except, أن, that, قالوا, they said, إنا, indeed we, كنا, we have been, ظالمين, wrongdoers. فلنسألن, so surely we will indeed ask, الذين, the ones whom, أرسل, it was sent, إليهم, to them. ولنسألن, and surely we will indeed ask, المرسلين, the messengers. فَلَنَقُصَّنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ, then surely we will indeed recount to them. بِعِلْمٍ, with knowledge. وَمَا كُنَّا, and we were not. غَائِبِينَ, ones who are absent. وَالْوَزْنُ, and the weighing. يَوْمَئِذٍ, on that day. الْحَقُّ, is the truth. فَمَنْ, so whoever. ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, his scales are heavy. فَأُولَٰئِكَ, then those whom they truly, الْمُفْلِحُونَ, are the successful ones. وَمَنْ, and whoever, خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, his scales are light. فَأُولَٰئِكَ, then those, الَّذِينَ, are the ones who, خَسِرُوا, they lost, أَنفُسَهُمْ, themselves, بِمَا, because, كَانُوا, they used to, بِآيَاتِنَا, to our verses, to our signs, يَظْلِمُونَ, they do wrong. وَلَقَدْ, and surely in fact, مَكَّنَّاكُمْ, we firmly established you all. فِي, in, الْأَرْضِ, the earth. وَجَعَلْنَا, and we made, لَكُمْ, for you all, فِيهَا, in it, مَعَايِش, means of subsistence. قَلِيلًا مَا, very little, تَشْكُرُونَ, you all are grateful. وَلَقَدْ, and surely in fact, خَلَقْنَاكُمْ, we created you all. ثم, then, صورناكم, we formed you all. ثم, then, قلنا, we said, للملائكة, to the angels. اسجدوا, you all prostrate, لآدم, to Adam. فسجدوا, so they prostrated, إلا, except, إبليس, إبليس. لم يكن, he was not, من among الساجدين, the ones who prostrate. قال, he said, ما, what, منعك, prevented you, أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ, that you do not prostrate. إِذْ, when, أَمَرْتُكْ, I commanded you. قَالَ, he said, أَنَا, I, خَيْرٌ, am better, مِنْهُ, than him. خَلَقْتَنِي, you created me, مِنْ, from, نَادٍ, fire. وَخَلَقْتَهُ, and you created him, مِنْ, from, طِينٍ, clay. قَالَ, he said, فَهْبِطْ, then you go down, مِنْهَا, from it. فَمَا يَكُونُ, because it is not fitting. لَكَ, for you, أَن, that, تَتَكَبَّرَ, you act arrogantly, فِيهَا, in it. فَخْرُجْ, so you get out. إِنَّكَ, indeed you, مِن, are from, الصَّاغِرِينَ, the humiliated ones. قَالَ, he said, أَنْظِرْنِي, you give me respite, إلى until يوم they يبعثون, they will be resurrected. قال, he said, إنك, indeed you, من are from المنظرين, the ones given respite. قال, he said, فبما, so because أغويتني, you misguided me, لأقعدن, surely I will indeed sit, لهم, for them, صراطك, on your path, المستقيم, the straight. ثم, then, لآتينهم, surely I will indeed come to them, من, from, بين أيديهم, before them, ومن, and from, خلفهم, behind them, وعن, and from, أيمانهم, their right-hand sides, وعن, and from, شمائلهم, their left-hand sides, ولا تجد, and you will not find, أكثرهم, most of them, شاكرين, ones who are grateful. قال, he said, أخرج, you get out, منها, from it, مذؤوما, as one despised, مدحورا, as one expelled, لمن, surely whoever, تبعك, follows you, منهم, from them, لأملأن, surely I will indeed fill, جهنم, hell, منكم, from you all, أجمعين, all together. ويا آدم, and O آدم, أسكن, dwell, أنت, you, وزوجك, and your wife, الجنة, in paradise. فكلا, so you two eat, من, from, حيث, wherever, شئتما, you two wished. ولا تقربا, and you two do not go near, هذه الشجرة, this tree. فتكونا, then you two will be, من, among, الظالمين, the wrongdoers. فوسوس لهما الشيطان, then the shaitan whispered evil to them too. ليبديا, so that he would reveal, لهما, for them too, ما, what, وريا, was hidden, عنهما, from them, من, of, سوآتهما, their private parts. وقال, and he said, ما نهاكما ربكما, your رب did not forbid you, عن, from, هذه الشجرة, this tree, إلا, except, أن, that, تكونا, you two will become ملكين, angels. أو, or, تكونا, you two will become من, from, الخالدين, the ones who remain eternally. وقاسمهما, and he swore to them, إني, indeed I, لكما, to you two, لمن, surely am from, الناصحين, the sincere advisers. فدلهما, so he lured them to, بغرور, with great deception. فلما, then when, ذاقا, they too tasted, الشجرة, the tree, بدت, became exposed, لهما, to them, سوآتهما, their private parts, وطفقا, and they began to, يخصفاني, they stick on, عليهما, on them, من, from, ورقي, leaves, الجنة, of paradise. وناداهما ربهما, and their رب called out to them, ألم أنهكما, did I not forbid you, عن, from, تلكما الشجرة, that tree, وأقول, and I say, لكما, to you two, إن, indeed, الشيطان, the شيطان, لكما, to you two, عدو مبين, is a clear enemy. قالا, they two said, ربنا, O our رب, ظلمنا, we have wronged, أنفسنا, ourselves, وإن, and if, لم تغفر, you do not forgive, لنا, for us, وترحمنا, and you show mercy to us, لنكونن, surely we will indeed be, من, from, الخاسرين, the losers. قال, he said, اهبطوا, you all go down, بعضكم, some of you all, لبعض, for some, عدو, our enemy. ولكم, and for you all, في, in, الأرض, the earth, مستقر, is a place of settlement, ومتاع, and enjoyment, إلى, until, حين, a time. قال, he said, فيها, in it, تحيون, you all will live, وفيها, and in it, تموتون, you all will die, ومنها, and from it, تخرجون, you all will be brought out. All right, let's listen to the recitation of these verses.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم صاد. كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء قليلا ما تذكرون وكم من قرية أهلكناها فجاءها بأسنا بياتا أو هم قائلون فما كان دعواهم إذ جاءهم بأسنا إلا فلنسألن الذين أرسل إليهم ولنسألن المرسلين فلنقصن عليهم بعلم وما كنا غائبين والوزن يومئذ الحق فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون ومن خفت موازينه فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم بما كانوا بآياتنا يظلمون ولقد مكناكم في الأرض وجعلنا لكم فيها معايش قليلا ما تشكرون ولقد خلقناكم ثم صورناكم ثم قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس لم يكن من الساجدين قال ما منعك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين قال فاهبط منها فما يكون لك أن تتكبر فيها فاخرج إنك من الصاغرين قال أنظرني إلى يوم يبعثون قال إنك من المنظرين قال فبما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين قال اخرج منها مذءوما مدحورا لمن تبعك منهم لأملأن جهنم منكم أجمعين ويا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة فكلا من حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين فوسوس لهما الشيطان ليبدي لهما ما وري عنهما من سوآتهما وقال ما نهاكما ربكما عن هذه الشجرة إلا أن تكونا ملكين أو تكونا من الخالدين وقاسمهما إني لكما لمن الناصحين فدلاهما بغرور فلما ذاق الشجرة بدت لهما سوآتهما وطفقا يخصفان عليهما من ورق الجنة وناداهما ربهما ألم أنهكما عن تلكما الشجرة وأقل لكما إن الشيطان لكما عدو مبين قالا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين قال اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين قال فيها تحيون وفيها تموتون ومنها تخرجون
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة الأعراف is a Makki surah. In fact, it is the longest of all Makki surahs with 206 ayat. And as you know, in Mecca, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given a revelation that was primarily focused on matters related to aqidah, to different beliefs, especially the oneness of Allah, the reality of the hereafter. And part of that was also to warn people by giving them examples of the people of the past. So in Surah Al-A'raf, the stories of the past nations are also mentioned. And the word A'raf means elevations, places that are elevated. And from the same word is Urf. The Urf is the crown of the rooster, you know, the red skin which is on top of the head, because it is the highest thing in the rooster, right? It is all the way at the top. So A'raf are places that are elevated, that are above the rest of the places. And A'raf is basically the elevations that are situated between paradise and hell, on which certain people will be placed for some time on the Day of Judgment. And these are people whose good and bad deeds are exactly the same, or they have done certain things that guarantee paradise, like, for example, doing jihad fi sabilillah. But at the same time, they also did things that guarantee punishment in hell, like, for example, uquq al-walidain, being disobedient to one's parents. So this is why their matter will be deferred. They will not be sent to paradise or hell immediately. Their matter will be deferred, and so they will remain on these elevations, awaiting to see what becomes of them. So their condition and some of their conversations are mentioned in the surah, and this is why the surah is called Al-A'raf. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alif, Lam, Mim, Sad. Huruf muqatta'at, the disjointed letters, meaning letters that are supposed to be read separately from one another, as Alif, as Lam, as Mim, as Sad. And these are letters the meaning of which is known only to Allah. And they serve as a reminder of the fact that we know very little, and that we can only know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. They're a lesson in humility. And they're also a challenge to people, because people use the same letters to compose their words and sentences to express themselves. But if all of mankind and all of the jinn were to gather together and take the help of whoever they think is mighty other than Allah, and they try to produce something like the Quran, they would never be able to. So, Alif, Lam, Mim, Sad. Kitabun unzila ilayka. This is a book which has been sent down to you, O Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah addresses his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, directly over here, and Allah teaches him, and through him, he also teaches us about the great position, the great status of the Qur'an. That the Qur'an is a kitab, a book, which is composed of letters like Alif, Lam, Mim, Sad, but people are not able to produce anything like it. And this is a book which has gathered in it everything that the slaves need to know, and what Allah the Exalted wants people to know. And this book is unzila ilayka. It has been sent down to you, meaning from above, from Allah. Therefore, فَلَا يَكُنْ فِي صَدْرِكَ حَرَجٌ مِّنْهُ. There should not be in your chest any difficulty because of it. Because of what? Because of this book. Because of the Qur'an. There should be no haraj in your chest about the Qur'an. The word haraj is from harajim, and haraj means dhiq. Dhiq as in discomfort and uneasiness. Basically, haraj is the constriction. When a place or a person feels very constricted in their heart. When a person feels very constricted, what does that mean? They're very uneasy, right? If you're sitting in a very tight chair, you don't have much room to move around, you're uncomfortable. So this is haraj, discomfort, uneasiness, constriction. And the haraj in one's chest can also mean shak, doubt, or ishtibah, confusion, meaning to not be sure about something, to be hesitant about something, to not have full confidence, all right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you should have no haraj in regard to this book, no doubt, no confusion, no discomfort. Why? Because this book has been sent down to you, meaning its source is divine. And when it has been sent down, its source is divine, that means that it is filled with truth. And that means that there is nothing doubtful in it. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Because this is the revelation from who? From the one who is all wise. As in Surah Fussilat, verse number 42, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٍ. There is no falsehood in the Qur'an at all. No falsehood whatsoever. No falsehood can even enter it from any side whatsoever. And this is a revelation from the one who is perfectly wise and the one who is always praiseworthy. The one who never makes any mistakes. Who never says something that is unfair. So the Qur'an, because it has been sent down to you, meaning from Allah, it means that it is the most truthful. It is the most accurate. There is nothing false, doubtful in it. It is the most beneficial. Therefore, let your chest be open to it, to embrace it. Let your nafs be at ease and at comfort with it. That this is the book of my Lord, and this book has no errors, and this book is only filled with goodness. As we learned earlier, that وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ. This is a book which Allah has sent down, and this book is filled with goodness. So when it is filled with goodness, it is filled with endless goodness, then you should not be uncomfortable about this book at all. You should not have any doubt about it at all. Now there's a question. Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam feel any kind of distress because of the Qur'an? Was he uncomfortable because of it? Did he have any doubt about it? Was he in some kind of confusion about it? No way. How could he be in confusion and doubt when he is the one who was receiving the revelation? You see, through him, we are being taught. And at the same time, one of the big struggles that the Prophet ﷺ was facing is being acknowledged over here. And that is that the Prophet ﷺ would feel very, very upset when people would not believe. And at times he would feel afraid because of what people might say, right? He would feel afraid of what people might say in response to what he would recite to them of the Book of Allah. And he would be afraid that if I tell them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this, they will not like it. And they will deny. They will be unhappy. They will criticize. They will oppose. So basically, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being told that do not worry about what people might say. Rather, proclaim the Book of Allah without any fear of any critic or fear of any opponent. Yes, we know that you feel uncomfortable, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Hijr, verse 97. He tells His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know that you feel distressed in your heart, in your chest, because of what the people say. But don't let this discomfort in your chest lead you to leave out anything from the Book of Allah. That people are not going to like this, so let me not tell them about it. No, you have to proclaim everything. You have to convey everything. In Surah Hud, verse number 12, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَعَلَّكَ تَارِكٌ بَعْضَ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ. Then perhaps you would leave out what has been revealed to you from your Lord. وَضَائِقٌ بِهِ صَدْرُكَ. And perhaps your chest feels very constricted because of what has been revealed to you. Because now you have the duty to convey it. And you know that people don't want to hear the truth. أَن يَقُولُوا لَوْ لَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ كَنْزٌ أَوْ جَاءَ مَعَهُ مَلَكٌ. Or because the people will say that how come a treasure has not been given to him or an angel has not accompanied him. So the Prophet ﷺ's fears and his worries and his anxious feelings, all of them are being acknowledged over here. That we know how you feel. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes it clear that فَلَا يَكُنْ فِي صَدْرِكَ حَرَجٌ مِّنْهُ. Don't allow any difficulty, any haraj to remain in your chest because of the Quran. Don't allow these feelings to stay. And if this is for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the same is for us. In Surah Al-Hijr, verse number 94, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Proclaim what you have been commanded and turn away from the idolaters. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 67, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. O Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey whatever that has been sent down to you from your Lord. So, فَلَا يَكُنْ فِي صَدْرِكَ حَرَجٌ. And what does this mean then, in summary? This means that convey everything. Convey with confidence. Have no fear of what people will say. Don't be in any kind of confusion about your responsibility. You know what you have to do. You have to convey everything. Do not be in any doubt about what is in the Quran, because the Quran is 100% truthful. And do not allow there to be any kind of discomfort and uneasiness in your chest with regard to the Book of Allah. Rather, let your chest be open to it and let your nafs be at ease and comfort with it. This is something that requires conscious effort on the part of each and every single one of us. That sometimes when we read something in the Quran, or when we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed something in the Quran, and we know that people don't want to hear it, people are not going to like it, then don't let that fear consume you. Don't let that uneasiness get the better of you. No. Allah's word is true. Allah's word is the best. فَلَا يَكُنْ فِي صَدْرِكَ حَرَجٌ مِّنْهُ لِتُنْذِرَ بِهِ, so that you may warn with it. وَذِكْرَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and a reminder for the believers. Meaning this book has been sent down to you, كِتَابٌ أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. Why has it been sent down to you? So that you can warn with it. The purpose of the revelation of the Quran is to convey the warning to people. So if you let your haraj get the better of you, then you will not be able to warn. You will not be able to convey. If you yourself are not at ease, you cannot convey. And the fact is that to pass on any kind of message, right, first, or to convey, to do anything, first and foremost, you yourself have to be at ease. So, لِتُنْذِرَ بِهِ, so that you can warn. And warn who? Warn all people. But who will benefit from that warning? وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and a reminder for the believers. And the Qur'an is a reminder for everybody. But because it is the believers who benefit from the reminder of the Qur'an, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentions the believers here. In Surah Al-Dhariyat, verse number 55, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, because the reminder benefits the believers. So convey the Quran as it is given to you, without any hesitation, without any fear of any critic. And when you will convey, the believers will be reminded. And if you do not convey, the believers will miss out. And that is unfair. وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, they will be reminded of the straight path, what they're supposed to do in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses all of the believers. اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم. اتبعوا, this is plural, right? All people are being addressed. That follow what? ما أنزل إليكم, what has been sent down to you all. Meaning, the book which has been sent down for your benefit, O people, Follow that. And it has been sent down to you all from who? Mir Rabbikum, from your Rabb. Allahu Akbar. Notice how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say over here, ما أنزل إليكم من الله, which is, of course, also accurate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather mentions over here his attribute, the fact that he is the Lord of all people. That follow this book which has been sent down to you from your Lord. Who is your Lord? The one who has created you. The one who provides for you. The one who owns you. So if he has sent down this book to you, that means he wants to perfect his tarbiyah for you. He wants to complete his tarbiyah for you. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for you, yani your body. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not just provide for your body. He also provides for your heart. So without this book, your sustenance would be incomplete. Without this book, your nourishment would not be complete. So if you believe in this book and if you follow this book, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors will be perfected on you. Because Allah, our Rabb, does not just provide for our bodies. He also provides for our souls, right? And you think about it. If a person does not get food to eat, can they live? No. Will they grow? Will a child grow and develop properly if a child does not get food to eat? No. Likewise, if the soul, if the heart does not receive the nourishment that it needs, then how can a person be guided to the best mannerisms and the best actions? And how can they reach their full potential? How can they be guided to the best that they can be? It is not possible. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not just provided for our bodies, but He has also provided for our hearts. This is the reason why He has sent down the Quran. So اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم and ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء. Do not follow besides Him any allies. So on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to follow the Quran. And on the other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us not to follow من دونه أولياء. أولياء, plural of wali. What does it mean by this, من دونه أولياء? أولياء are the allies that people have taken besides Allah. Wali is basically someone who is close to you, all right, who is taken as a friend. And the word wali, by the way, has numerous meanings. And depending on how it is being used, any the context that determines the meaning of the word. And sometimes the word can mean master, sometimes it can mean slave, any complete opposite meanings. But depending on the usage of the sentence, the context, that is how you determine the meaning. The meaning is understood by the context. Here, what is meant by awliya are false gods, okay, whom people take as their allies in the sense that they think that by befriending them, by worshipping them, they will succeed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not follow them. And do not follow their orders and wishes, thinking that they're guiding you. They're not guiding you. No way. If you follow them, you are not following the truth. If you follow them, you are merely following their whims. And you're not going to succeed. So وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاء. And over here, أَوْلِيَاء refers to anything that is worshipped besides Allah. Anything. No matter what it may be. It includes shaitan. It includes idol, any being that is worshipped besides Allah. So وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاء. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Little do you remember. Meaning, why do you leave the truth? قَلِيلًا مَا means two things. One, that very little it is that you take heed. Or it means very few of you take heed. Any very few of you take lesson, understand, and benefit from the reminder that is given here. And even when you do pay heed, it's really not enough. Because if you paid attention and you took lesson, then you would never give preference to what is harmful over what is beneficial. You would never prefer an enemy over a friend. You would never prefer min dunihi awliya over Allah Azza wa Jal. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. And this is the reality of the majority of the people, that they take others besides Allah as awliya, and they leave Allah. Instead of following what Allah has sent for their benefit, they follow the whims, the desires of others, which only lead them to destruction and loss. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns people by reminding them of what happened to those before. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا. And how many a town there has been which we destroyed. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ. This is a question which is not for the purpose of inquiry. كَمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ, meaning how many, as in there are so many, countless. كَمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ, meaning there have been so many towns which we أَهْلَكْنَاهَا, we destroyed it. أَهْلَكْنَا, from هَلَك, destruction. How many past nations there have been which we ultimately destroyed? Why? Why is it that they were destroyed by Allah? Because they denied the messengers that came to them. And they refused to follow what was sent down from their Lord until the punishment of Allah became due. So فَجَاءَهَا بَأْسُنَا. So our punishment came to them. And بَأْس means severe punishment from Allah. بَأْس also means wrath or retribution. بَأْس is also used for war, actually, especially the thick of battle. When a battle becomes very, very intense. Allahu Akbar. فَجَاءَهَا بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا. Our severe punishment came upon them by night. Bayatan, from bayata, bayt is house, right? Why? Because that is where the night is spent. Any person is out and about all day long, but then at night, where do they go? They go to their home. So bayat over here means by night, meaning when they were sleeping at night. أَوْهُمْ قَائِلُونَ. Or while they were qa'ilun. Qa'ilun are ones who are resting by daytime. Ones taking qailula. And it is from the root letters qaf, ya, lam. Qa'ilun is a plural of qa'il. Okay. And qa'il is one who is taking qailula. Okay. Qailula is basically the nap that is taken at some point during the day. Sometime around afternoon. So qailula is a nap that is taken sometime around the afternoon. And there is a discussion as to whether it is before asr or before dhuhr. But really, depending on how long or short the day is in the summer or the winter, it can be any time before dhuhr or before asr. So فَجَاءَهَا بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا أَوْهُمْ قَائِلُونَ. Now, whether a person is sleeping in the night or sleeping during the day, when a person is sleeping, what does that mean? That they are in a state of complete inattention, right? When a person is resting, that means that they're not worrying about what is happening outside or who is coming. They are in a state of complete inattention. So the punishment of Allah came to them while they were sleeping at night or while they were napping during the day, while they were in a state of complete inattention. And imagine if a person gets caught by something while they're resting. Are they able to defend themselves? No. Are they able to escape? No. So, first of all, they never anticipated that something like that would happen. So they never prepared for it. And secondly, the punishment itself came at such a time when they were resting. So they were not able to escape. They were not able to defend themselves. They were not able to survive. And their false gods, their awliya, abandoned them. They did not come to their rescue. So, وَكَمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا فَجَاءَهَا بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا أَوْ هُمْ قَائِلُونَ فَمَا كَانَ دَعْوَاهُمْ. Then their only declaration was, إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا, when our punishment came to them, was what? إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا, except that they said, إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Indeed, we were wrongdoers. دَعْوَة, from دَالْ عَيْنْ وَاوْ. دَعْوَة is proclamation, or what a person yells out loud. So their only declaration when our punishment came to them was that they said, إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Indeed, we are wrongdoers. Then they could not blame anybody. They did not call out to their gods. No, at that time, their error became obvious to them. And at this point, what happens? All of their arrogance and their pride and their stubbornness, all of that just broke down. The only thing they could say was that we have been wrongdoers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Anbiya, verses 11 to 15, that وَكَمْ قَصَمْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ كَانَتْ ظَالِمَةً, that how many a town there have been that we destroyed while they were wrongdoing. وَأَنْشَأْنَا بَعْدَهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ, and we produced after them other people. Yani, there were so many towns, so many people before that were wrongdoing. Warners came to them, they rejected the warners, they did not pay any attention, and eventually the punishment came and destroyed them. And then they were replaced by other nations. فَلَمَّا أَحَسُّوا بَأْسَنَا إِذَا هُمْ مِنْهَا يَرْكُضُونَ, when they sensed our punishment approaching, they began screaming, any making noise to get help or to escape. لَا تَرْكُضُوا, they were told, stop making noise. Or لَا تَرْكُضُوا, meaning do not flee. وَرْجِعُوا إِلَى مَا أُتْرِفْتُمْ فِيهِ, and return to all of the affluence that you had been given. وَمَسَاكِنِكُمْ, and go back to your lovely homes that you found to be so comfortable. Go back over there. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْأَلُونَ, so that you can be questioned about your crimes, so that reckoning can take place. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ, then they confessed. Then they said, oh, woe to us, we were wrongdoers. فَمَا زَالَتْ تِلْكَ دَعْوَاهُمْ حَتَّى جَعَلْنَاهُمْ حَصِيدًا خَامِدِينَ, and that continued to be their proclamation until we made them حَصِيدًا خَامِدِينَ, like extinguished, any like a harvest that is mowed down and fire that is extinguished. That's how they became lifeless, no energy, no movement, no life left in them, completely destroyed, annihilated. SubhanAllah. So in this is a warning for all people.